Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we're on the outskirts of Mexico City to take a paddle through the chinampas of Xochimilco. These floating gardens are a centuries-old agricultural technique which helps to feed the citizens in the region, and they're seeing a renewed enthusiasm from chefs and customers alike. Our guide through the canals today is Mary Holland.
It's hard to believe you're still in Mexico City when you arrive at Xochimilco, a neighbourhood 15 or so miles south of the bustling historic district downtown. In the early mornings, before the sun has risen, mist hangs over the calm waterways and birds flutter between the willow trees. The colourful gondola-like boats, which shuttle people along the canals, gently knock against the banks. It's not always this calm. By midday on weekends, Xochimilco springs to life when locals and tourists descend upon the boats in search of a festive experience, where food vendors and mariachi bands float down the waterways. The area has become known for these jubilant boat experiences, which often clog the canals on sunny days. But Xochimilco has a history that goes a lot deeper than that. The chinampas, or floating gardens, which expand across some 7,500 hectares, were first used by the Aztecs in Mesoamerican agriculture. Crops were planted on shallow lake beds, which were built on wetlands or swamps, essentially creating artificial islands. To create these, mud from the bottom of the canal and lake vegetation was stacked high, creating a fertile area for crops to grow. The result is an incredibly productive form of agriculture, where up to 7 harvests can be done per year. To this day, Xochimilco is home to the most famous chinampas that still exists. Once the city's main food source, though, urbanization has meant there are fewer farms than ever before, and the ones that do exist are at serious risk. Not only do they face flooding, but soil contamination and water pollution. Worse still, they're in a state of abandonment and are in danger of disappearing. Arca Tierra is an initiative hoping to change that. By promoting agriculture and fair trade, as well as encouraging consumers to buy products which grow free from pesticides and fungicides, Arca Tierra is made up of people who are passionate about farming and hope to preserve the chinampas by working with a network of farmers dedicated to regenerative farming practices. Many of the city's best chefs source produce harvested by the network of Arca Tierra's farmers, and Mexico City residents can have boxes delivered to their homes. On weekends, Arca Tierra sometimes hosts workshops and meals where locals and tourists can book to visit the chinampa, learn about the traditional farming techniques, and enjoy a farm-fresh meal, sometimes prepared by one of the country's star chefs. One crisp Saturday morning, I visit the Arca Tierra chinampa. I arrive at the dock before sunrise, where around 40 other people, mostly locals, are sipping mugs of coffee infused with cinnamon and chocolate, soaking up some caffeine while also warming their hands. We climb onto the boats and begin to drift down the canals along the glassy water. As light begins to break, the surroundings become clear, the plants, the trees. We see wildlife, in the distance, what looks like a heron. I feel a million miles away from the frenzied streets of Mexico City. We arrive at the chinampa to find a rambling garden with verdant plants, rows of lettuce and spinach, as well as seedlings which have just been planted, and the sun is casting a warm glow. It's incredible to think these islands were used by the Aztecs thousands of years ago. We take a brief tour and learn about the different products. Then breakfast is served at long tables. People gather around, grab a seat wherever they can. The setup is casual and unfussy, where people who may not know each other sit side by side, hopefully share a conversation. From an open kitchen where pots are heated on a fire, plates of gorditas, thick tortillas made from purple corn, and a bright salad made up of lettuce and beetroot grown a few meters away are served. The meal is simple, fresh, delicious. At the other table, I see Lucho Martinez, one of Mexico City's rising chefs and founder of M Restaurant. He's here with his family. It's not uncommon to find some of the best chefs having a meal or joining a workshop. Sometimes they even cook here, in a hope to create more awareness about the importance of this farming system. For protecting these chinampas isn't only about safeguarding a thriving ecosystem and the plants and animals within it, all on the brink of irrefutable damage. It's also about empowering farmers and preserving a system that's deeply linked to the country's heritage.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Today's episode was written by Mary Holland and produced and edited by David Stevens. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.